Wow. We have been all over this great country talking to homeowners and hopefully pointed people in the right direction. And a lot of resources that are available out there. We'd certainly recommend you drop by todayshomeowner.com anytime that you, you know, have a question or trying to get the right opinion. There's a lot of information there. Over 4,000 videos, including a great library of simple solutions. todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Almost 500 videos there that will just make you the hit at the next party you go to on solving solutions for people all over that gathering. And Joe's got another simple solution for us right now.
Okay, Danny, have you ever gone to the Home Depot and you get there and you start buying stuff and you realize as you're pushing your cart out to the parking lot, how am I ever going to get this? What was I thinking? How am I ever going to get this home? Never going to fit in my car. So occasionally you have to strap something to the top of your car, to the hood or the roof of your car. And so here's a way to do that without scratching up the paint job. And all you need are a couple of pool noodles. You know, we talk about pool noodles quite often here on Simple Solutions. And you're going to get the kind with the hole through the middle and you're going to thread a couple of ropes through, you know, rope through each one and just tie it to, let's say it's the roof of your car, just tie it and you can bring it through the windows or open the doors and bring it through underneath and tie it. And what you're doing, you just want to hold the pool noodles in place so that you can put whatever it is, the lumber or whatever you bought that you thought was going to fit in the trunk on top of your car. And that it's as simple as that. Then you obviously strap that down and make your way home.
Oh, there you go. And you'll be able to keep from affecting the paint and that kind of thing. Great. Yeah, pool noodles are something that very inexpensive and a lot of uses for them. Another great simple solution certainly reminds me of a trip I made a few years ago to Hawaii. And I thought, you know, I'm going to surprise my three girls with a convertible. So I rented this really decadent convertible. You know, convertibles don't have much cargo space. And when you're traveling with three girls and a wife, you got a lot of cargo and big, giant suitcases. So I got to so I didn't even think about it. I go to the rental center. Here's this mountain of luggage, every bit as large as this little convertible. And I'm saying, okay, I got a problem here. So I actually had to hire someone to bring all of this luggage back.
Oh, no.
So when we turned around to go back to the airport a few days later, I was determined I was getting that stuff in or on that car because we were driving around the island to get back to the, you know, all day trip.
Right. Well, there's no roof. Couldn't you just pile it up?
Well, I went and bought a lot of ropes, bungee cords, and a few plastic garbage bags. And I put everything in garbage bags. I filled up the little bitty trunk. Okay, that's one of six pieces of luggage. And then I piled the other on top of the back of that that thing, and I duct taped, I roped, I bungeed and everything. And then I drove up to the hotel, nice hotel, to pick up my daughters, and they were petrified. I'm not getting in that car. So I had a hard time convincing them to get in there. And of course, yeah, we had a few people pointing fingers, a few people taking pictures. I'm sure there's some pictures of this spectacle. But yes, we had fun, and I was determined. I am not hiring someone. I am duct taping this thing
to the car.
So anyway,
I'm sure your daughters were thrilled when they came out to climb into the car.
They were real thrilled about that. Thanks, Dad.